SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, new parents could soon receive superannuation on top of paid parental leave. Australia to manufacture missiles with a factory to open in Newcastle. And in sport, an emotional Ron Coote named the 14th Rugby League immortal. Good afternoon, Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. New parents could soon earn superannuation on top of government-funded paid parental leave, with laws set to be introduced to federal parliament today. The laws would allow for parents to get 12% superannuation, and if passed, will come into effect from July 2025. This would help 180,000 families who use government-funded leave following the birth of a child. Social Services Minister Amanda Rishworth told ABC's Radio National the laws would improve gender equity. Australia will build long-range strike missiles in a new factory in Newcastle. The government says it's contributing up to $850 million to the project, which will see it partner with a company, Kongsberg Defence Australia. The project will involve the construction of a factory which will manufacture and service naval and strike missiles. It's expected to generate more than 500 jobs in the construction phase and bring almost $100 million in economic benefits to the area. Defence Minister Pat Conroy says it will also help Australia become more self-reliant.
Manufacturing of these missiles represents our investment in Australia's advanced, high-tech manufacturing industry in line with the government's Made in Australia agenda. This is only the second factory in the world outside a Norwegian factory that will build joint strike missiles and naval strike missiles. The factory will be in the Newcastle Airport precinct. Once operational, the factory will employ approximately 100 people in very high-skill, high-tech work.
Aboriginal tenants living in public housing in remote areas of Western Australia have launched a class action lawsuit against state authorities. Thousands are part of the class action, which accuses the Housing Authority and the state of Western Australia of taking advantage of Indigenous renters by charging them high rent for poor quality properties. The suit claims the state and Housing Authority has failed to maintain, repair and improve their properties and to provide housing that was secure, comfortable and safe. The lead applicant and group members are seeking financial compensation and the repayment of expenses incurred rectifying house defects and issues. Baillieu community leader Vivian Gordon says the situation has been frustrating.
Yes, we are paying rent in our communities and I think with anywhere, if you are paying rent, then you have the right to get everything fixed in your property. We want to make sure that families have got everything working in the property, especially with the plumbing issues, issues where we still don't have hot water in some of the houses. We want to make sure our elders are looked after and that they're living in their properties at a good
Independent
standard.
MP Andrew Wilkie has called for a conscience vote on gambling and legislation if the government chooses to proceed with a cap rather than a ban. More than 20 crossbench politicians have signed a letter to the Prime Minister, an opposition leader, asking for a conscience vote, which allows individual politicians to vote freely instead of with their party on the bill and possible amendments. A joint committee last year recommended a total ban on gambling advertising in Australia. Mr. Wilkie says the public supports that recommendation.
There is very strong public support for the government adopting all of the recommendations of last year's parliamentary inquiry into gambling and gambling reform. However, it does seem that the government is committed to introducing weaker reforms than was recommended by the committee.
Ron Coote has been named the 14th Rugby League Immortal. The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, inducted the South Sydney and Roosters player into the game's most exclusive club at a lavish Hall of Fame ceremony at the Sydney Cricket Ground. One of the greatest Rabbitohs of all time, the 79-year-old won 4 premierships with South Sydney, plus a further 2 flags with Eastern Suburbs later in his career. Coote was emotional as he gave his acceptance speech.
To me, it's just sensational. I never thought it had happened. I've been at this function a few times, and this time I got the gong. So that's really good to me, and I really appreciate it.
And that's the latest from the SBS newsroom.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.